This goes to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, fax 989-773-5061. Regarding I Own, it's I-O-N like November, E. Loomis, and it's L-O-O-M like Mary, I-S. Birthday, April 12th of 1943. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Loomis with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and prolonged exposure to anti-inflammatory drugs. Her last visit was March 7th of this year. Since her last visit, she had a benign cyst removed from her face and a normal colonoscopy on August 1st of this year. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no dyspnea, chest pain, or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. Gabapentin has been discontinued. I want to highlight the metalazone, 5 milligram once weekly, and lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 20, 12.5, one twice a day. And a new medication is Singulair, 10 milligram once daily for her allergies. Physical exam, her weight is 200 pounds and blood pressure 135 over 78. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 23rd of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.2, estimated GFR is 43, albumin 4, calcium is 8.9, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.9, hemoglobin 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease, hypertension, currently near to goal, and history of prolonged non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug exposure. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. She will follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.